You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out today. This week is Young Professionals Week in Wisconsin. The state loses about 9,000 potential young professionals each year, or people between the ages of 21 and 40, according to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. This week is dedicated to getting those people to stay and to attract even more young professionals from beyond state lines. Wisconsin turns out thousands of students from the UW system every year, but lots of them are attracted to bigger cities like Chicago or Minneapolis. The goal of this week is to showcase what Wisconsin's smaller cities, places like Fond du Lac, Wausau, Sheboygan, have to offer millennials in addition to Madison and Milwaukee. The campaign is organized by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation in collaboration with young professional organizations around the state. Here with us now is Angela Damiani, president of Newwaukee, a Milwaukee-based social architecture firm. Angela, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And here in the studio with us, we have Chief Operating Officer of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. We've got Tricia Brown. Tricia, welcome.
Hi, and well, thank you.
And Tricia, we'll start with you. What are the consequences of young professionals leaving Wisconsin, part of what's commonly known as the brain drain?
Well, you know, just to start off, it's really not just a Wisconsin issue. I think as companies and corporations look to see where their growth is going to occur in the future, one of the key decision factors is looking at that talent pipeline. And so, you know, when we're talking about losing 9,000 professionals a year, that's 9,000 people in our future workforce that are leaving. And so I would say, the top priority for companies across the state to be looking at investing ways to attract and retain and, really kind of grow that talent pool in their areas. And so from the state's perspective, you know, that's an area, it's not your typical incentive, it's not necessarily traditional economic development, but it's really important to make sure that we're addressing this issue now, and we're addressing it across all areas.
Are there particular industries in the state suffering more than others from the brain drain or the loss of these young professionals?
No, I can't think of any really industry-specific areas. It's really affecting everybody from manufacturing to, the tech companies to your corporate headquarters. And, I think that's why, and Angela can even speak to this as well, is that the support for these efforts is really broad-based. And, at the awards ceremony, the types of companies that are addressing this, they range from the manufacturing companies to the retailers to banks and financial services. It's something that affects everybody.
And Angela, let's go to you now. What are you hearing about the need to keep young professionals here in Wisconsin and the lures that might draw them elsewhere?
Well, we hear it in all the conversations we have, both with nonprofits saying we need young people to participate, to volunteer, to become potential donors. We can't seem to reach them. And also from corporations who are saying we can't seem to find the talent we need to actually run our business. And so Newwaukee founded YP Week as sort of a first step. We thought, all right, so perhaps the issue is that there's a lack of awareness. Maybe we can start by simply showing young professionals what the city has to offer. And now the exciting part is that we're looking at what the state has to offer and really branding Wisconsin as a workplace destination underneath this unified umbrella.
And Angela, what do you think that bigger cities have that, Wisconsin doesn't? There's a perception, at least, that if a person goes to a bigger market, they might have better job growth. Is that unfounded?
I don't know. It's an interesting thing because I agree, if you live in New York, you're in the mecca for culture, but you're also paying a lot more for your rent, and it's harder to get places. I think one of the unique selling propositions for Wisconsin is that it's easy to live here, and if you don't want to have your life's work be struggling to survive, if you want to actually be able to spend your paycheck on the amazing cultural amenities there are or participating in a variety of different offerings each community has, I think Wisconsin is a great option.
And Tricia, I know one thing that is being considered right now is the forecast of baby boomers retiring and leaving lots of empty jobs behind them. How serious is that when you look at retaining young professionals.
It's incredibly serious. You know, when we talk about the out-migration of people, and then you couple that with just the sheer reduction in numbers across the globe, basically, you know, that's scary. That means that by starting to address this now and looking at ways that at least the people that are here, we keep here, as well as become a draw for future professionals when they're determining where they want to live and, you know, start their families, that Wisconsin is their destination of choice. You know, that puts us in a competitive position. And, you know, Angela mentioned brand. I think that's really where it takes an event like YP Week to generate excitement across the state, not just for, you know, young professionals, but for the companies, and looking at, okay, here is a way that we can get involved and we can learn from each other. And as a state, we can be stronger. You know, one event in one area as a standalone will have, you know, an impact on the area. But when you couple it with everything else that's going on, that's where that buzz comes in. And then, you know, other states, other regions, they start to take note, like, hey, Wisconsin's doing some pretty cool things. And that's what I think kind of calls the attention to us that we want, that makes it, okay, there is something cool going on there. Maybe we need to check it out and just kind of change the conversation a little bit.
So speaking of cool things going on, Angela, tell us some of what is going to be happening this week at Young Professionals Week.
Absolutely. Well, the tagline is that it's a week-long adventure and discovery around conversations that matter for young professionals. And so that conversation is going to take a variety of different forms. Some things are really traditional. Like in Madison, we're going to have a keynote address by Rebecca Ryan, who's nationally regarded as a millennial expert and a futurist. But it's also some non-traditional activities too. For instance, this morning, there was a local fitness center that hosted a boot camp in Lambeau Field at 6 in the morning in Green Bay. And so it's a variety of different offerings, hopefully enticing the young professionals in each community to explore parts of the city that they haven't necessarily had a chance to, or maybe they haven't previously had access to, and an amazing opportunity for there to be some exchange between leadership, because in each community we have both public and private leaders in the rooms with young professionals that, quite frankly, because they tend to be still in the beginnings of their careers, they don't have access to the CEOs or the mayors. And so there's a nice generational exchange that the week allows for as well.
We're talking right now with Angela Damiani, president of Newaukee, and Tricia Brown, deputy secretary and chief operating officer of Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And we're talking about Young Professionals Week going on right now, an effort to keep young professionals in the state. And Angela, when we talk about young professionals, this is 21 to 40. Are we talking mostly about millennials here?
We really are. And, you know, we're talking a lot about this brain drain issue, but I think the part that we're ignoring is that we're also talking about a generational shift when it comes to the communication and the technologies that are in play. And so I think every generation, when there's that passing of the torch, struggles a little bit, right? Because there's a bit of an ego with people who are the old guard passing on to the new guard. But for whatever reason, this transition seems a little bit rockier than at least what I've seen from, you know, prior generations. And I think a lot of that has to do with the technology and the fact that there is so much information all the time. And the nice part about YP Week is we're able to introduce things to young professionals and to that millennial audience that they perhaps wouldn't otherwise be paying attention to, because there are systems in place for some of these old school conversations. So I'll give you a really good example. Here in Milwaukee, we have an incredible ballet. It's a cultural institution that we were very grateful for as a community. But as you can imagine, their traditional season ticket holders are an older subset of our population here. And they have been willing to try to play with that audience, to try to do something new. And so Wednesday night, we will have the ballet actually play in the midst of a cocktail party to two local hip-hop artists. So there's going to be a really experiential introduction for people who perhaps are curious about the ballet, but they don't know what to wear. Is it worth buying the ticket? You know, all of the questions that you may have in terms of that barrier to entry will be really solved, because it'll be an incredible experience, and it causes new exposure for that arts nonprofit that is seeking that audience.
I've read that some cities are trying to retool themselves to be more attractive to this demographic of young professionals. Wausau is trying to foster more farm-to-table restaurants, to build more, condos and housing in the downtown. Is that typical, Tricia, of what we're seeing about cities as they try to refocus and retain?
Yeah, actually, it leads me to a good point. That's one of the other advantages of a community really trying to engage and reach out to this demographic, is that as these young professionals engage in a community and they become, whether it's a nonprofit organization or even something simple as a community cleanup or a fun event, something social, they become part of it. They feel more connected to it, and they feel like, okay, they can help to shape and to improve the area, which is really important for that millennial population. The other piece of it is that, you know, millennials think differently. They challenge, you know, the traditional mindset. And so by, you know, if a community planning group or a city council reaches out to their millennials and they ask for their input and for their thoughts on something, they get ideas that, you know, maybe haven't been thought of before, but add a lot of cool aspects to a community.
This week is Young Professionals Week in Wisconsin, an effort to retain and attract young professionals to the state. And we're talking now with Angela Damiani, president of Newwalkie, a Milwaukee-based social architecture firm, and Tricia Brown, deputy secretary and chief operating officer of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And we'd like to hear from you on this at 800-642-1234. Are you a young professional in Wisconsin? Why did you choose to stay? Were you on the fence for a while? And if so, what swayed you in one direction or the other? Do you see particular benefits to having a career in a small or a mid-sized city instead of one of the big centers on the coast or in Chicago? And what do you think Wisconsin could do better to attract young professionals? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. This week is Young Professionals Week in Wisconsin, and we're continuing our conversation about efforts to retain and attract millennials to the state. Wisconsin loses about 9,000 people between the ages of 21 and 40 every year. And we'd love to hear from you on this at 800-642-1234. Is your town or your city struggling to retain and attract millennials? What are you doing about it? And have you left Wisconsin at one point or another for a bigger job market? Or did you choose to stay in a smaller city in Wisconsin? Let us know how you made your decision at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. Staying with us now, we have Angela Damiani, president of Newwalkie, and Tricia Brown from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And we go to the phones now. We've got Justin joining us in Green Bay. Hi, Justin.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good, thanks. What do you think?
I'm a young professional. I just graduated becoming a chef, and I live here in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and I noticed that with the career, my career choice, that there isn't much open doors here in Green Bay. So I have to expand to bigger cities just to get my foot in the door to bigger restaurants and then expand my dream of being the best chef there is, you know?
Got it. Thank you for sharing your story with us, Justin. And I guess, you know, at the end of the day, Tricia, is it all about jobs? If there are jobs here, then you'll have young professionals. If there aren't jobs, they're going to go somewhere else.
Well, in some industries where it is very specific, something like a chef or a fashion designer, you maybe do have to start off in an area where there is a higher concentration of companies. And, you know, I think that's the key. Start off there and, you know, look at ways that you could find opportunities in the future, whether it's starting your own restaurant in this particular case or partnering, you know, with a chain that wants to expand back in Wisconsin. So, you know, it does have to have the right fit for people yet. But I think, you know, that the opportunities hopefully are there in other cities in Wisconsin, you know, not necessarily just Chicago. But yeah, I mean, I that's definitely a factor.
Thanks a lot for that call, Justin. And we're going to go next to Margaret in Eau Claire. Hi, Margaret.
Hi. I just wanted to say that I have a daughter who graduated last May, and she's an RN, and her husband graduated in December, and he's an electrical engineer. We live by Eau Claire. The two of them chose to move to the Twin Cities because, well, the first reason is because they want to have children, and the schools in the state are being decimated. There's a lack of respect for public workers, And finally, they can make a third more money over there, and it costs almost the same to live in Minneapolis as it does in Eau Claire.
All right, Margaret, thanks a lot for your call and a story there from Margaret. Angela, what do you make of that story? And, you know, she's saying you can make, at least in her daughter and son-in-law's case, 33% more in a bigger market, in this case, Minneapolis.
I think Minneapolis is an interesting exception because it is a big city, but it is still very Midwestern. And I think to Trisha's point, it's totally fine with most people. If people plan to go and get their skills sharpened and be able to come back and continue to be really talented, I'll take all the boomerangs we can get. It only helps to serve us to have the most talented people here. And if there are extra experiences that people want to have, I mean, I'm not originally from Milwaukee. I moved here 6 years ago. I grew up in the West Coast, and I was actually living abroad when I decided to come down into Milwaukee. And I think you just need to know what else is out there in order to realize how good you're going to have it here in the state.
And you said you'll take, you said you'll take the boomerangs, the people who come back, but how do you know they're going to come back once they leave? How do you make sure that they do come back, Angela?
I don't know if there's a foolproof thing. If we could figure that out and patent it, I think we would be very, very rich, right? Because this is a global fight for talent. This is not just a Milwaukee problem or a Wisconsin problem. Even in San Francisco, the largest of the corporations, the Googles and the Apples, complain about not being able to find enough talent, about the talent wanting to leave to go start their own startups. This is a problem that our entire economy rests on. And so, you know, with the week, we're trying to start square one. Let's talk about what already exists and how amazing it is and give you access to it if you haven't already been exposed to it. Here's an opportunity for you to get a taste test. We hope that that entices you to delve and go deeper, to join that nonprofit, to patronize the arts, and then long-term make you want to stay.
And we're talking about Young Professionals Week right now. We're going to go next to Mike joining us in Colgate. Mike, hi.
Hi. I'd like to comment on Young Professionals. My daughter was home from UW-Madison over the Easter break, and we went for a walk, and she informed me that she thought maybe after she was done, she's an MD program out there, that she probably would move out of the state. And I wasn't surprised, but I questioned her. She said, well, she just didn't think that the state was as progressive or really, I guess it was more attitude, that the state, she might have been reeling from a $5,000 tuition increase that's coming, I guess. But, you know, in addition to her education all the way through high school, grade school, I know our district, it seems like education is not, for her kids also, a priority. That there, it's more priority for, and no disrespect for our older generation, and that the younger generation kind of has to fight for what it gets.
Mike,
more of an attitude.
Mike, thank you for that call. And Trisha, what do you say to that? Some perceptions there about what's going on, you know, with the state budget, it sounds like, but also some attitudes about education. What do you think about Mike's comment?
You know, I think it does go back to the perception issue. And I have to say, I left the Midwest and was in Southern California for about 10 years and then decided to come back here because I missed the same reasons that, you know, might be given when somebody leaves, because your priorities change and your outlook changes. You know, I think you still cannot compete with the Midwest ethic, and whether that's in your own children or the workforce or whatever it might be. And, you know, students that come out of Midwest schools, they're sought after in other states, so they may be recruited away. But it is when you get to the point where you have to make those decisions long term, you know, coming back actually provides a lot of opportunities. You know, and Wisconsin does have to shift, and the way that they talk about themselves, the way that they brand themselves, you know, we're not just beer and cheese, we're a lot more. And that message has to get out, you know, to the other states, other regions.
And Trisha, just briefly from a policy standpoint, what is the state doing to attract and retain these professionals, these young professionals that we're talking about today?
Well, it really is this. You know, when we looked at Milwaukee and the model that they've created in the Milwaukee area, and especially with YP Week, that's something we said, you know, we can take that. Milwaukee, will you help us, you know, replicate your model in other areas throughout the state, build a best practice, and give them some guidance on what they can do to be a part of, I feel like, an effort that's made a great impact in the Milwaukee area. Can you help us have that same benefit across the state?
Well, and I'll just add as well, I apologize to interrupt, but it's already starting to shift. We have every single state across the nation watching YP Week. We can see that from the back end of our website, and we have visitors coming and calls coming in saying, how do we do this in Orlando, Florida? How do we do this in Lincoln, Nebraska? So this coalition is exciting, and the programs this week are going to be really well attended, but it is already starting to shape shift that national perspective of what it means to be a young professional in Wisconsin and why you should choose Wisconsin.
And we leave it there. Angela, thank you so much for joining us.
Perfect. Thank you.
And Tricia, thanks to you as well.
Thank you so much.
This week is Young Professionals Week in Wisconsin. We've been talking about that with Angela Damiani, president of New Waukee, a Milwaukee-based social architecture firm, and Tricia Brown with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation.